The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain and sat down, and his disciples came to him. Then Jesus began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the dominion of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the dominion of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way, they persecuted the prophets who were before you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. This week, as we were putting our bulletin together, there was written above the names of those dearly departed, those that we remember particularly today, Scott, Karma, Alvin, Ted, Henry, and Hazel. Above them was the heading, "Former members of Bethel who died." But that designation is not true, is it? We gather this day specifically to remember and celebrate that these and all others who have gone before us are in communion, are in community with us through our faith in Christ Jesus. They are our members. That these blessed ones live with us still, and we confess and believe forevermore, is simply our trust in God's promise of life to us through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus the Christ. Our reading today, the Beatitudes, uniquely reflects the connection between us who are still on our journey and those who have gone before us in faith. Sometimes the Beatitudes, and I kind of used to read them this way myself, are mistaken maybe as ethical admonition. This is what you need to do. This would make a community look pretty good. Here's how an ethical community might behave: merciful, peacemakers, folks that are hungry for righteousness and justice. Who can argue with that? It would be a great community, and it'd be a great individual if we could achieve those attributes. But like most admonitions, guidelines, rules, laws, more is needed for these behaviors become alive in our hearts and in our communities. They are alive and real when they are connected to another, and when we are connected to one another in community. When all of these things become relational, when these blessings are shared, when our hearts are for others, when we experience these blessings and are empowered to live them through the love we experience through Christ Jesus our Lord, and through the forgiveness that we receive when we fail in these efforts. That living reality means that the Beatitudes are also more than a hope for the future. So on one hand, they're not just ethical admonitions, but on the other hand, it's not just something, well, we hope for way off, whenever that may be. A completely blessed community that will appear in the next age. But these Beatitudes, our sharing of them, is now a present and living reality among us, breaking into our hearts and the hearts of our communities, just as Jesus did those centuries ago. He still does now, this day, through his living promise and resurrection with us and in us. The truth of resurrection life that we celebrate this day with Scott, with Karma, Al and Ted, Henry and Hazel, through our faith in Christ Jesus, is also confessed and celebrated in the community of faith that we share and live among God's people in our communities now. We remember the ways that each of these blessed ones gave life to us in the world through their particular gifts, through our relationships with them, through their witness of faith. But in Christ Jesus, these recollections of blessings are more than remembrances. They are living truths that do not die in our hearts and in our communities, nor in God's heart, in God's community, the dominion of heaven. In the promise of life from God, we are empowered by the blessing of many faithful women and men. And we are empowered and comforted by the forgiving heart that receives them and promises to receive us as well. In this Gospel of St. Matthew, the Beatitudes are Jesus' very first, at least extended, proclamation of the Gospel. And when we hear these things, blessed are the peacemakers, blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy, is kind of a shocking reversal of circumstances. The folks that we don't expect to receive much, or at least folks that haven't received much in their lives, now are the ones who receive the blessings. All the unexpected people are blessed. The blessing of the dominion of heaven comes to the poor, and to the poor in spirit. Comes to both of those. Life comes to the dead. Privilege comes to those who heretofore have had no privilege. With his presence among us, Jesus turned the whole concept of blessing and privilege upside down. Jesus' encounter with the underprivileged are those who are outcast, excluded, oppressed, was his proclamation that all people were sons and daughters of the living God, that all were blessed and privileged with God's favor and God's love and God's calling to be people of God in communities of faith. That is, all are favored and loved children of God. In this sense, Jesus' actions proclaim that it was his privilege, his blessing, his life to encounter you and me, his blessing, his privilege to encounter each person whom he fed and healed or accepted and loved. And each of us, through faith in knowing that his presence is with us now in the same love and care and promise. For all the ways the world and each of us as we gather before the font, before the cross, as we reflect on our own lives, that each of us feel at some points that we are privileged above others, or for all the ways that we might have acted that way in broken relationships and broken community, a misguided privilege, Jesus bore all of that on the cross. Today we gather, we proclaim, we confess, and we celebrate that Jesus is not a former member, but the living child of the living God who brings us the blessing of forgiveness and the promise of life. We started our service remembering the newly baptized, Vivian, Brahm, Elaine, and Ez. We remember them along with Scott and Karma and Al and Ted, Henry and Hazel and all the others, because all together with us in the middle, if you will, we are one community in the waters of baptism and in the promise of life, called each of us and all of us together as the community of faith to be blessings to others. Blessed to be a blessing. Yours is the dominion of God. Amen.